Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Pink, Try. On 102.4 Wish FM. Surprised somebody didn't slot in the fabulous Pink classic, Drop Goal. That would have really set me off this morning. Well, the one thing that I noticed last night, it's amazing how much you can get done at half-time. You know the half-time when you're watching it or listening to it on the radio? Particularly the 20 presenters that they have on Sky, while they're waffling on, it's amazing how much you can get done in that 15 minutes. Last night, I managed to... Because I got my bag packed for today, got my clothes ready for today. I put the bins out, I moved the car, made a drink and had a shower in that 15 minutes. Granted, I was running around like a headless chicken, but I got it all done. So I sat down and ready for the second half. Brilliant. Although, frankly, I wish I'd not bothered coming back for the second half. I should have quit while I'd ahead, wouldn't I? I should have got to bed. It's Father's Day on Sunday. But the key is not to spend money on us. We don't want money spent on us, apparently.
Really?
Who said this?
Really? Yeah, according to a survey, dads would actually like to spend more quality time with the family. 44% wanted time with his immediate family.
Who filled out this survey? Was it the wives?
the mums everywhere. 12% wanted to see his parents and siblings. Only 8% apparently wanted a me day where he can do his own thing. That's rubbish.
100%. 108%.
3% said they'd like a gift or treat. No, they didn't. We all want a gift or treat. Yeah. This is staggering. Another 3% said they'd like a day off from cooking and cleaning. So only 3% of men said they'd like a day off from cooking and cleaning. Presumably that would be the 3% of us that actually do
that. Yeah, I was going to say.
Morning, Jean.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Jean. Now, Jean is in Skelmersdale. You're on your way to work. What do you do, Jean?
I'm a carer.
You're a carer in the community, OK. And
yeah.
You're on your way to... You're on call over the weekend, but you were saying not much going on in the family at the moment, but Sunday is the day that you do what?
Big shopping.
The big shop is Sunday. OK, so just give us a little insight into your life, Jean. Your big shop on Sunday, what kind of things are going to be going in the trolley? What's the breakfast cereal of choice in the Lewis household, Jean?
Oh, muesli and bran flakes.
Muesli and bran flakes, and your treat tea. What would be a treat tea in the Lewis household, Jean? What do you get?
My daughter makes a fabulous lasagna.
Oh, very nice. Okay, very good. See, ours will be pizza, so we're all on the same theme as Italian. That's what we're looking for. Okay, Jean. Well, let's see if we can win you some movie tickets, and you can have a night out to enjoy. Okay, so our lyrics this week come from the kids at Winstanley Community Primary School, and today's sounds like this.
Hi, my name is Lewis, and this is my lyric. When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, because she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I want her.
Okay, well, Jean, what's the song? Who sings it?
That'll be Cheerleader by Omi.
Well spotted. When I need motivation, my one solution. Very good, well done. Recent song, and you got it. So, Jean, well done. You've got yourself a couple of tickets to go and see a film at Cineworld in St Helens, Jean. All right. Anyone you want to say hi to while you're with us on the radio this morning, Jean?
My husband, my daughter.
What's your hubby called?
Ian.
And your daughter is?
Jessica.
Well, we'll all come round and enjoy a fabulous lasagna at some point. Yeah. Is that all right? At least when I get home, I'll be able to see out of my windows because I cleaned them yesterday. Bing! I know. I kind of regretted it when the sun came round into the sunset last night straight through our front window and I thought, oh, I've not cleaned them as well as I thought I had. Drat. On the whole, though, they look great now. Just every now and then when the sun glints on them, you think, oh, you can never get them perfect, can you? In fact, you could just go out and buy a new pane to put in. That'd be fantastic. No matter what you use, you know, all kinds of different products on there yesterday, different cleaning cloths, everything. Couldn't get there in the end. And then you sit down and you think, is that on the inside or is that on the outside now? So I'm doing the inside, and once I've polished the inside, I see another mark on the outside. It's like an never-ending cycle. Father's Day on Sunday, and there's some Crown Green Bowls action going on down in St Helens for the Steve Prescott Foundation, starring, amongst others, Johnny Vegas. Morning, Johnny.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning. So, what are you normally like first thing in the morning? You've probably been in the green room ready for this big interview, but what are you normally like this time on a Friday morning early on?
You know what? I'm good. I'm a morning person nowadays.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. I am. I've had an 11-year-old. Five years of a school run. You know what I mean? They're doing a packed lunch.
It changes you, doesn't it?
Takes it out of a man. I've got that 1,000-yard stare now.
So, what's it
getting? I can't even lie in when I want to.
what about, what does a Johnny Vegas breakfast consist of?
You know what? Very little.
Really?
A cup of tea and staring into space.
That'll do you, will
it? Just wondering how I got here. I'm currently obsessed with bird feeding in the garden, and it's driving everyone mad. I come outside and I sit and I watch what's been eating. I'm doing battle with a squirrel.
What, the squirrel's nicking all the food?
Yeah.
You haven't got one of those little plastic things, Jang, on you wash it away with the peanut and nuts in and stuff and the fat balls and all that?
I've got the nuts in a squirrel-proof cage.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not obsessed. I've found a way of you know me, coconut fat feeder?
Yes.
I've basically bolted that to another feeder. But what I've done, I've put a second feeder up to distract the squirrel, and I've nailed one of those feeder blocks to a tree. And my greatest pleasure in life is watching him stand there trying to pull it off. And it ain't coming off, because it's in there with eight U-shaped nails.
Brilliant. You'll be appearing on Spring Watch before long, mate. What's going on?
I know. It's just one of these things. You know, when you go, whenever I've got work to do, go in the garden and do something completely different.
Tell everybody what you're up to on Sunday. What's going on?
Oh, I can't wait. It's a follow-up. Earlier in the year, we did a ping-pong challenge for the Steve Prescott Foundation, where, along with Barton's Pickles, and I lost it. I blew it in the final. Oh. I had Paul Sculthorpe on the ropes or the nets, and I led up on him, and he snatched the crown. So we brought another challenge back, and it's really, it's a much bigger event this time down at Ruskin Drive. It's a Crown Green Balls challenge, but it's open to the public, as the ping pong was. And I can't have Scully walking off with another title.
That would be embarrassing on Father's Day as well. You don't want to let everybody down, do you?
No, but I'm bowling with my dad.
Oh, right.
My dad's coming along. We're playing as a team. If anything can drive a wedge into a family, it's probably a bad idea, isn't it?
Have you played before?
I have. I used to play years ago when I worked at the Brown Edge.
Right.
In St Helens. So, it was an affordable pastime.
Were you any good?
I wasn't bad.
Right.
No, I hold my hands up. If I can find form again, I've not bowled for a while.
I can almost smell the fear coming from the Sculthorpe household as he's listening in right now. You do realise that?
Oh, I can sense that. Mm. Well, I know he'll be sat round in his underpants because apparently he always has his eating really high.
They call him
Tarzan.
I don't know.
It's a well-known fact.
It came up
in his testimonial.
What are you up to at the moment, pal?
What am I up to? In between work, but getting ready for a new arrival in the family.
Congratulations. This isn't a bird flying into the garden or a squirrel. This is a human arrival, is it?
It's a human arrival, right. It is indeed. Yeah, going out and sort of looking puzzled in the pram department.
Brilliant, yeah. Don't we all? We just tag along, nod and smile vaguely.
No, you see, I'm quite hands-on. That's the worst thing.
Really?
I have deep-set opinions on Moses baskets.
Did you ever see that coming in your life at any point?
No, but it's nice. It's lovely. Do you know what I mean? It's a new chapter, isn't it? It's better than falling out the vine.
I suppose you're right. What about Saints? You get to Saints much these days? I saw you recently, but...
I don't, unfortunately. We're London-based now.
Yeah.
With my family, but the win over Wigan was just beautiful. I had to watch that, but it's the worst thing. I Sky Plus'd it because my wonderful mother-in-law was over, so I had to watch it Saturday. And I made the big mistake of telling people on Twitter, asking for no spoilers. Straight away, my wife went, don't look at Twitter. Some people have took great delight, but brilliant, brilliant match.
Can't avoid it these days. But have you not converted any of your fellow new London friends? Have you not converted them into to rugby league fans? Is it difficult?
I'm doing my best. I hang my head in shame. So I've been to a few union games down here. I know, but my lad started playing it at school, and I thought, you know what, you've got to...
How do you keep awake, man?
Well, let's encourage... I know, but it is slow, isn't it? It's slow watching it. Like, I shouldn't say this, because I've blagged tickets to... I'll probably go again, and I'll be going, oh, so is it hard to watch, is it? Is that what you find?
They won't be listening to us, don't worry about it.
but I always wear my Saints top.
Brilliant.
So, well, I have, you know what I mean? I'm turned up in a brand spanking new England Union top.
I
am trying to spread the religion as and where I can.
All right, well, great. So thanks for taking the time to come on the show this morning. Really appreciate it. And we wish you the best. Do you start on Sunday?
Everybody get down there. It's a massive fun day. Not only will you get to see me beat Scully, but, you know what I mean? All these events, it's geared around the family. We're going to have a cracking afternoon. And like I say, it's open to the public and there may still be some entries left, so get down there and let's have a fantastic Father's Day.
What time do you start?
12 o'clock.
Brilliant. Johnny, thanks for coming on the show.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Bye.